A much more expensive item goes on sale in India tomorrow. It's the latest version of the iPhone. Now, the iPhone has already been out for a month now here in the U.S. and in Japan and several other countries, and Apple reportedly has sold more than 3 million of them. Most of the sales were right here in the U.S. Japan runs a distant second in iPhone sales. The Japanese love their cell phones, but they haven't entirely embraced the iPhone. Sarus Farivar explains.
It's easy to be overwhelmed by the variety of phones for sale in the Shinjuku district of Tokyo. On this day, Hakesutoshi Arika is looking to get a new phone. He stops at an iPhone display at a shop. He says he hasn't decided if he's going to buy an iPhone, but even if he does, he won't give up his old phone.
Japanese phones are for functionality, and the iPhone is for fun stuff like music and maps.
Arika adds that the iPhone doesn't have an electronic wallet or e-wallet feature. E-wallets contain encrypted bank and credit card data that allow you to make electronic transactions without taking out a credit card. E-wallets are standard on just about every Japanese phone. Nobuyuki Hayashi is a Japanese tech journalist who's probably written more about Apple than anyone else here. He bought an iPhone, but like the man in the shop, he kept his old phone because it has an e-wallet.
Once I forgot my wallet, so no credit card, no cash, but, you know, I only carry my cell phone, and I could ride on a train and go to Shinjuku, and I could have coffee with my friend, you know, using e-wallet. And I even bought a printer, you know, using the e-wallet, so I'm, you know, very happy with my e-wallet, you know, and I actually can't live without, you know, my e-wallet today.
Hayashi also shows me something else on his Japanese phone that his new iPhone doesn't have, a feature that lets you watch and record live television.
And then if you pull out the antenna, it will work as your TV. It's, if you're on the ground, you know, you can watch TV and you can also record it. So, you know, if you work very late at night and, you know, if you are to miss some game, you know, baseball game or something, you can record it and watch it on the way back.
In the U.S., Apple advertises the iPhone as a cell phone that anyone can use to get online and send email. And while that's new for many American cell phone users, it's old hat in Japan, says Forrester analyst Jonathan Brown.
You know, the Japanese are, on average, far more aggressive users of internet services through mobile phones than just about any country that we look at.
Brown adds it's too early to tell how well the iPhone will ultimately do in Japan. But he notes that the company that sells the iPhone here recently cut the price of the monthly plan in half to draw in new customers. That means that the minimum monthly fee is now under $30, making it one of the cheapest data plans for the iPhone anywhere on the globe. For The World, I'm Sarus Farivar, Tokyo.